The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to look at receding now, the Sweet 16. You look at the tournament this year, you know, Baylor, Kentucky, Auburn, all bounced. You got the likes of Michigan, North Carolina, the Miami Canes, and how about the Peacocks of St. Peter's? They all advanced to the Sweet 16. So you look at the overall number one seed, it's the Gonzaga Bulldogs. They beat Georgia State 93-72 in their opener and then beat Memphis in a very tough game. The ninth seeded Tigers gave them a run for their money, but the Zags pull it out. Bulldogs win it 82-78. Timmy's team was down 10 at the start of the second half. When he decided that the Bulldogs were not going to go home, he scored 21 of his 25 over the next 20 minutes in the second half to pull out the win against a Memphis team that had lost just two games over the last 2 months. Timmy was just going off. He was hitting turnaround jumpers, shots off the glass, you name it. They got contributions from Bolton. He had 17, Nebhard 23. And they combined to go 8 for 16 from three, those two, Bolton and Nebhard. And then Holmgren had four swats. They take on Arkansas on Thursday in their next game in the Sweet 16. The Zags were the overall tournament number one seed. Now they'll be reseeded in the Sweet 16 as number one still. And then you got the Kansas Jayhawks. They would be number two, originally a number one seed, a Sweet 16 seed, number one. Of course, they beat Texas Southern 83-56. Then they beat Creighton by seven. And then you just look at this team. It's unbelievable. You get a pair of starters, star players like Kalkbrenner, the seven-footer, who blew out his knee. And then Ryan Nebhard, he was a guy – it's true freshman that averaged over 11 a game, and they lost him. So bottom line is McDermott's team couldn't hang with Kansas. And you get this team with Remy Martin and company getting the job done, but he didn't play great or whatever. He was 19 per game in his first 2 years with the Sun Devils. He got injured a little bit, and then in the postseason, the guy's going off. He's averaging 17 points per game, 10 of 16 inside the arc, 3 for 6 outside the arc, 4 dimes a game, all with just one turnover. And now all of a sudden you're seeing this team rolling. They take on Cooley's Providence Friars on Friday. That's going to be a great game. The number 3 seed would be Arizona. They're a number one seed and a Sweet 16 number one seed. They beat Wright State by 17. Then they beat TCU in a great game Sunday night. They win 85-80 in overtime. Christian Coloco's dunk with 9.5 seconds to play, two of his 28 sealed the win for the Wildcats. And then you got the guy Benedict Mathurin, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. Big clutch plays down the stretch. You get those two playing the way they were. TCU had mistakes in overtime and kind of let the game slip through their fingers. Next up, Thursday night against a brutal team that can beat anybody, the Houston Cougars. They would be seeded right now at 4. Originally a 5 seed, Sweet 16 seed, number 1. They defeated UAB 82-68. Then they knocked off Illinois 68-53. I love Kelvin Sampson's team. Did you see him rip off his shirt in the locker room after the game? 66 years old, jumping up and down half naked. It was awesome. Houston's been ranked in the top 10 nationally in adjusted offense and defensive efficiency. Bottom line is Fabian White and Josh Carlton have shot tremendously. White 56%, Carlton 62% from the floor, and they have just been able to light it up. I don't think Houston should have been a 5 seed. I think they're a much better team than that type of seeding. Edwards, Sheet, and Moore, some of their other players, outscored the entire Illinois roster by themselves, the three of them, 54-53. Houston's 11-1 in their last 12 games, and Houston has won 10 of those by double digits. They are lethal. They can light it up. I can't wait to see them play Arizona on Thursday night. Ranked fifth would be Villanova. The Wildcats, originally a number 2 seed, Sweet 16 seed, a number 2. They defeated Delaware by 20. Then they beat Ohio State in a tough game where they got away from them and won 71-61. Bottom line is Villanova gets to the line, and they play great defense. They make their free throws. They're 7-0 right now on a streak, and the teams they've been playing have shot 26%. From three, they've been able to shut everybody down. Delaware and Ohio State are both great three-point shooting teams, top 5 in their leagues, and then they combined to go 10 for 42 against Villanova past the line. Meanwhile, Villanova shoots 36% of their contested threes in the tournament. And the bottom line is, that's their top mark since their 2018 team won the national championship. Colin Gillespie was a freshman on that team. He's averaging 17-4 dimes. And bottom line is, they play Michigan on Thursday. That's going to be a hell of a game. Duke would be 6. They were a number 2 and a Sweet 16 number 2. They defeated Fullerton 78-61, and then got by a tough Michigan State team. The Spartans gave them everything they had, but Duke got it done and covered 85-76. Paolo Banchero hit a huge shot to give Duke the 75-74 lead. Then he swatted a Hauser shot at the other end, and that set up a Jeremy Roach three to extend the advantage, and then they ran away with it. Duke had 5 players, including Banchero, in double figures, and they need that, and they're going to need it against a great defensive team in Texas Tech on Thursday. Texas Tech would be ranked 7th in the Sweet 16. They're an original number 3 seed and a Sweet 16 number 2. They defeated Montana State in a blowout, 97-62. And then squeaked by Notre Dame in a great game, 59-53. They got Bryson Williams averaging 17 a game. They're playing great defense. They mean business, this team. I love watching Adams' team play at both ends of the floor. Purdue at number 8, they were a number 3 seed, a Sweet 16 number 2. They defeated Yale easily 78-56 and then got by Texas 81-71. Purdue making their 4th trip to the Sweet 16 since 2017. I think Purdue pretty much just took over that game offensively. Jaden Ivey, 18 points. He's always getting it done. I love the big Trevion Williams. He led all scorers with 22. And he came off the bench doing that. Ethan Morton, had 8 and a couple of big threes. Zach Edey had 11 and 10 boards, the double-double. They were 33 of 46 from the free throw line. They play the upset-minded and Cinderella St. Peter's on Friday. Of course, St. Peter's from Jersey City, New Jersey. Providence would be 9, originally a number 4 seed, Sweet 16, number 3 seed. They beat South Dakota State 66-57 and Richmond easily 79-51. I mean, they have done it all with defense. They held South Dakota State, the nation's top three-point shooting team, to 30% from three. They played Kansas on Friday. At 10 would be North Carolina. They were originally a number 8 seed, a number 3 seed in the Sweet 16. They beat Marquette 95-63 and then stunned Baylor in a wild game on Saturday, 93-86 in overtime. They had a 25-point lead but blew it and then found a way to win anyway. Brady Manek had 26 points. He got ejected with a flagrant 2 foul in that game. If he was still in the game and didn't get tossed, they would have never gone to overtime. They would have blown him out still. A lot of people think they'll beat UCLA on Friday night. Michigan would be 11. They were an 11 seed, now a number 3 seed in the Sweet 16. They beat Colorado State 75-63 and then shocked Tennessee easily, 76-68. Once again, the big fella Hunter Dickinson going off 24 points, 8.5 boards, 2.5 blocks per game in his first 2 tournament games. He's just lighting it up, doing everything. Michigan takes on Villanova Thursday. UCLA would be 12. They were a number 4 seed, now a number 3 seed in the Sweet 16. They beat Akron by 4, struggled to do it, and then beat St. Mary's, a great team, and blew them out, 72-56. I was surprised how easy that was. Johnny Juzang got his game back, 14 points, 6 of 11 from the floor, 8 rebounds, and he played great since injuring his ankle, and that had him out for almost a month. Problem is, Jacquez hurt his ankle, and he might miss the Sweet 16. Like I said, they play North Carolina Friday. Arkansas would be the 13. They beat Vermont and New Mexico State. They have the pleasure of facing Gonzaga on Thursday. Have fun with that. 14 would be the Canes. How about Miami? They beat USC by 2, and Auburn, they blew them out 79-61. They play Iowa State Friday. The Cyclones got there by beating LSU and then Wisconsin on Sunday, 54-49. St. Peter's would be ranked 16th. They beat Kentucky in overtime, 85-79, and then Murray State by 10. I love this team. I can't wait to see them play Purdue on Friday. They're getting 12.5. I thought the first 2 rounds were kick-ass. I can't wait for the Sweet 16 games this week.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. No compromises needed. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed pieces to keep you comfortable anywhere. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. Get comfortable anywhere with the Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.